It is time again for Checkoff Chat. That's the program that's brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy producers, that involves you as well. It's administered through the Wisconsin Beef Council Research, Education, and Promotion. And this is one of their busiest times of the year. As you can well imagine, all of us out there trying to get our grill on, and we know beef, it's what's for dinner. But they also reach far deeper into our community when it comes to the message about beef. Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, is in studio with us. Also want to thank our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association for coming along for the ride and supporting this program. Remember, congratulate them, celebrating 100 years serving Wisconsin agriculture. All right, Tammy, so interesting story that you were sharing with me about interaction that the Beef Council has with our school nutrition professionals. They have some very unique challenges when it comes to trying to make proper lunches for all of our school kids. And I never realized how, I guess we'd say, closely related the Wisconsin Beef Council is. You guys are having ongoing conversations quite often.
We are, Pam. And actually, this conversation started late last year when some of the school food service directors were reaching out to our office to ask how they might be able to overcome some of the supply chain challenges that they were having when getting in the commodity USDA beef for their school lunch menu. Some of them were saying that they were just having to take their beef hamburger patties off of the menu altogether because they weren't able to source that product. So that started the conversation, and we just needed to find out, you know, are there ways that we can connect our local farmers to the processors, to the school district? And so we continued to have conversations and have found through all of that that there are schools and farmers that are out there already doing this, but there are also a lot of resources to help overcome maybe some of the challenges that these directors are having through the Department of Public Instruction and, of course, DATCAP, just excellent materials and individuals out there that can help these schools do that.
You know, it's a complicated, I mean, there's a lot of rules, there's a lot of guidelines, a lot of specifics that school lunch programs have to deal with. And like you said, trying to get everybody on the same page. And I did not think about supply chain issues this far post-pandemic.
Right. And, you know, there are, I mentioned just a host of the resources that are out there. The schools, of course, have got their commodity purchases that they can get some additional support for bringing those foods in. But now we're also finding that there's going to be dollars available for them to get grants to locally source foods. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned before the Department of Public Instruction, they actually do have a school nutrition team, which I was never aware of before, but they are out there helping schools understand the process of menuing local products, be it vegetables to meats, and can really help those directors understand the nutrition crediting piece of things that has to be accomplished. Of course, when you're serving thousands of school children every week, there are those nutritional guidelines that they have to follow as well. So DPI is a great resource for our schools, as well as at the Department of Agriculture. We had we know that they've got the farm to school program and a coordinator there at DATCAP that also has resources and knowledge about how all of this can be accomplished. So what we did was actually bring together a panel during the School Nutrition Association's conference earlier in June and started to just talk about what's available for them, how they can start to make connections. It, you know, it could just be as simple as reaching out to one of the local meat processors or talking with the farmer, finding out if they've got other schools in the area who are accomplishing these things. And of course, on the Beef Council side of things, what we can be doing is facilitating those conversations, but providing them with recipes. They're looking for, you know, recipes and quantities of serving 100. So what can we be providing to them for that nutritional guidance and recipes with beef to increase overall beef menuing in our schools?
Boy, it sounds, you know, from the outside looking in, it looks easy. You bring the farmers to the school administration folks and they craft their own agreements. But like you said, it's anything but. So are we expecting that we're going to see success after this panel discussion? Did the lights all come on, Tammy?
There was great interest, and we had a lot of really positive feedback from the group that we had sitting in the room that day. And we're looking to continue the conversation, pull more of those resources together between DATCAP, DPI, our farm groups, and our processors so that we can just have that more readily available and accessible for school nutrition directors.
Yeah, that's like she said, once you've got that information in hand, keep it in hand. You never know when the next school district's going to have a change of personnel or need those answers. Tammy Vossen's in studio with us, executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, your checkoff dollars at work. In this example, trying to help those school lunch administrators get answers on sourcing that beef from their community. And that's what a lot of people are talking about these days. Now, another, speaking of your local community, if you want to get face-to-face with Beef Council, you guys are going to be along with me at the 2022 Wisconsin Farm Technology Day show. It's going to be at Rail Acres Farm and Rustic Events coming up middle of July. Obviously, it's going to be another warm one. We can already assume that. Give people a little rundown, Tammy, on what you and the staff are going to be providing if they want to swing by the beef tent and say hello.
You bet. Well, we always look forward to Farm Technology Days, and it gives us the opportunity to connect with consumers who are attending the show to learn more about food production here in the state of Wisconsin, but also with our beef and dairy farmers who are out there raising our delicious beef here each and every day. So we do encourage them to stop by the beef tent. It is a great place to learn more about the different breeds and the organizations that support the beef industry. We're going to have some fun checkoff activities that will be taking place there, doing some sampling of beef recipes each of the 3 days during the event as well. So again, we'll be at the beef tent. Hope to have some conversations and answer some questions that anyone might have about the beef checkoff program. And just wanted to mention too, before we wrap up, that going back to the school nutrition conversation, like if you are a farmer who is direct marketing beef or is interested in perhaps reaching out to your school food service director, there were those folks in the room that with this panel that we had that they want those conversations. Some of them don't know where to start, and maybe you don't either, but boy, it sure is a great opportunity.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I was afraid we'd forget about. You have to have the initiative on your own, though, as a beef producer. Not everybody knows your story, but you can start by making connections, preferably with the Wisconsin Beef Council, before you surprise any school lunch administrator that might not know what you're talking about. Beef Council is on top of it. And, of course, you can find all of the staff connections, as well as those great recipes that Tammy was talking about online at beeftips.com. Social media, look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And remember, it's also about research, education, and promotion. They are out there promoting your product coming up during Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Be sure and swing through the beef tent, sample some of those great recipes, and more importantly, get connected with the staff that's carrying your message, not just to school lunch administrators, but to a wide population across the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Vossen in studio with us for this edition of Checkoff Chat, supported by your beef checkoff dollars and also by our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association, celebrating 100 years.